he got to do the jokes, I do the serious part.
Thank you, Al. In case you haven't gotten the hint already, we're launching the 2007 Pledge Drive today. My wife Mary and I have been members of the church since 2003. This year I have the honor and the challenge of chairing the Pledge Drive, the Church Pledge Drive Committee. As a new guy, I'm going to start off the Pledge Drive in a way that all the books that I've read so far tell me not to do. So here it goes. This year, you do not need to pledge. You don't have to do it. Let me repeat. This year, you don't have to give to the church. Better yet, you don't have to feel guilty about it either. Here's why. Every year, we talk about pledging and the importance of the gift of your gift to the church. And every year, whether you give more or not, whether you give more or less, the church gets by. The music keeps coming. There's paper for the order of service, and there's coffee at coffee hour. There's enough heat most of the time. The kids have construction paper. Someone's answering the phone, and Steve and the incredible staff are all here. Let's just be honest. You don't have to give to the church this year. So where does that leave us? Well, it could leave us with a very short pledge drive. More seriously, I think it leaves us with a question. If the church doesn't need us, then why give? We need to have different reasons, different than boilers and phone bills and copy machines, to decide whether to give and how much to give. If we're not saying that you have to give, the reasons become a little more complicated and a little more interesting, I think. I might suggest that the reason begins with this year's theme. Our theme is the gift must move. Steve will explore this more deeply during his sermon. For now, I just want to share this. The church is 180 years old. Seven generations after it was created, we find ourselves carrying forward their first gifts of creating this community. 180 years from now, new people will be in these pews. And those souls who will be part of the church in the year 2187 need us. Our actions affect them. And I want to go one step further. Giving to the church, we already discussed, it's not necessary for the church to survive next year. But maybe giving generously to this great institution is important and perhaps even vital for each of us as individuals. I'm going to climb out on a limb here a little bit. This is comes from an economics class of mine. There's a game that we can play with our pledge. Each individual does not need to give because the commonwealth of the larger community will take care of each individual. We know that already. But when we find that we as a collective membership, all of us together, give a little more than we thought we could, more than we have before, then suddenly we have a larger wealth, a greater commonwealth than we ever could have had individually. And we have something else, something that is, for me, why I wanted to be part of the pledge drive this year. When we all give a little more and increase the commonwealth, I believe we rediscover faith. Faith in our community that it's here to support each other, and faith in our church community that we can make our larger community, the one outside of this beautiful sanctuary, a little better because of our collective effort. This year, as you consider your pledge to the church, we ask that you remember the abundant gifts that we all receive from the church and from our community, and that we ask that you consider how you can generously pass on that gift, not because you have to. In fact, as we know, you don't have to, but because the thing that we can all accomplish from this upcoming year and for the next seven generations that will find their spiritual home here. To get us started, the church's lay leadership, including the executive board, community committee chairs, and leading financial supporters, have already pledged 21 families. That was before the pledge drive even began. Today, you can get into the act. Your pledge packet's ready. They were in the back when you came in, and they'll be in the dining room at coffee hour for you to pick them up. Those that don't get picked up today will mail out. Please read the letter and the included materials, including the giving guidelines. We ask that members submit their pledge by April 15th. This will allow the executive board time to plan and budget for the upcoming year. Our goal is to continue to shift income away, and that graph, by the way, was a real one that Mike Wilk helped me prepare. Shift away from income from the endowment and towards income from pledges. This year, we have set a goal of having 180 pledgers, individuals or families, pledged to the church. I'd like to turn to words of reflection, and some of you may have heard these last night if you were at a dinner. For our words of reflection, I'd like to read an excerpt from The Earth Watchers by Gary Lawless. I selected this poem because it reminds me of the gifts, whether they're from nature or from our community, can move like water. The moose swimming across the harbor, the moon rising above the fog, flowers along the trail, the sweet gift of birdsong. You can't wait for the island to come to you. The gifts are given without warning. You must be there, watching, listening, and the gift must move like water. You must pass it on in whatever way you fashion. In silence, we can go deeper. Please join me in a moment of silence.